Isaiah, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Yahweh is on me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good news to the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the year of Yahweh's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. To appoint to those who mourn in Zion, to give to them a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he may be glorified. And they will build the old wastes, they will raise up the former desolations, and they will repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers will stand and shepherd your flocks, and foreigners will be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you will be named the priests of Yahweh, men will call you the ministers of our God, you will eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you will boast yourselves. Instead of your shame you will have double, and instead of dishonor they will rejoice in their portion, therefore in their land they will possess double, everlasting joy will be to them. For I, Yahweh, love justice, I hate robbery with burnt offerings, and I will give them their recompense in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples, all who see them will acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh, my soul will be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the sovereign Yahweh will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.